News. Christmas and New Year breaks. If you'd like to come to our centres over the festive season, please register your interest via your community team by the 25th of October. The change in season brings with it challenges in respect of winter viruses, so in order to maintain service delivery across the festive period, the centres will be offering stays for either Christmas or New Year, so there will be no opportunity to stay for both. While reducing the risk of closure, this will also give more of you the opportunity to enjoy the festive period with us. Llandudno, Christmas dates, North, 21st to the 22nd of December, South, 23rd to 29th of December. New Year dates, North, 28th of December to the 4th of January, and South, the 30th of December to the 7th of January. Rustington, Christmas dates, 23rd to the 29th of December. New Year dates, 30th of December to the 5th of January. Once spaces have been allocated, those who have secured a place will be notified as soon as possible. Our bookings team will not be able to take requests for these dates. Did you know? You can receive all the latest member news, announcements and opportunities for you and your family in your email inbox every month. If you're a member, a family member or a carer, all you need to do is sign up via the member area on our website at blindveterans.org.uk/member-updates. Llandudno Centre reopening. Following a period of building works at our Llandudno Centre, we are delighted to share that as from the 2nd of September, we are back to full operational capacity. In July, we partially reopened one side of the building for residential stays, as well as access to the lounge, gym, creative studio and an exciting programme of activities. Further rooms have since been made available. Anyone whose stays have been affected by the closure has been contacted by our hospitality team so they can book their next stay. Laying a wreath in memory of Kenneth. After member Kenneth Orton sadly passed away in January, in his memory his son, Peter, took the Blind Veterans UK wreath organised for Kenneth's funeral to the D-Day beaches in Normandy. On the 25th of June, he placed it amongst all the formal wreaths laid during the 6th of June commemorations at the British Normandy Memorial. Peter said, "When we approached the D-Day commemorative wall, I noticed a gap on the right-hand side. I was delighted to have the opportunity to place the wreath there in remembrance of injured veterans. My hope is that even if just one person sees the wreath and contacts Blind Veterans UK, either for help or to offer support, it will have been worth giving it another purpose after its use in remembrance of my father." These boots were made for walking. Five members, plus several centre staff, will be looking forward to putting their feet up after their gruelling 100K walking challenge on the 6th to 7th of September. The group have been gearing up to walk from Eastbourne to Arundel along the South Downs Way with a special week of training at our Rustington Centre. They took on several walks of different terrains and spent time on gym work and stretching. They even enjoyed a smoothie lesson with our centre sports nutrition expert, Jean. Blind veteran Ian from the Isle of Wight reflected on his week. "After pushing myself last year when I walked the first blindfold bimble from Shanklin to Sandown, I decided to push myself again and sign up for this walking challenge. This week of preparation has been an eye-opener. I still feel a bit of intrepidation, But through this training, I can see how I can scale and push myself. It's been good. The team launched their Just Giving page to raise funds for Blind Veterans UK. Visit justgiving.com/page/BVUK-ULTRA, that's ULTRA, ULTRA 24.
Remembering VE Day. On the 8th of May 1945, after 6 years of a gruelling, brutal war, Germany finally surrendered and peace was declared. Millions of people across the country took to the streets to celebrate with parties, dancing and singing. We asked 97-year-old member Basil Everett, who had only just joined up by VE Day, to share his recollections of this unique and extraordinary historic event. After being called up in 1945, just after turning 18 years old, Basil had no idea that the war would soon be over. Having been sent for infantry training near Worcester, he was mentally prepared for 6 more years of war. Instead, just weeks into his training, as he was walking along the street, an American soldier coming the other way shouted, "Hey buddy, you know the war is over." As he rushed back to barracks, he looked up at the Malvern Hills nearby. On top of a peak, 3 beacons had been lit to herald the end of the war. All personnel were given leave. The officer in charge told them, "You don't need a pass, just be back." Basil travelled to his family in Wolverhampton and found the centre of town packed with people celebrating, some climbing over the statue of Prince Albert on his horse. He even remembers someone breaking the sword at Albert's side, forever marking the statue on VE Day. Unfortunately, he didn't come out of the celebrations completely unscathed either. He says, "I got back to barracks a couple of nights after VE Day and went straight back on duty again. Within a couple of days, I was in hospital with shingles. That's what comes of mingling with crowds." The end of the war in Europe gave Basil a great sense of relief, but didn't mean the end of Basil's army service. He was sent abroad and spent 3 years in Italy, spending 3 Christmases in 3 different Italian towns with 3 different companies of the Royal Engineers. On the first anniversary of VE Day, they were given a day at the seaside. As an electrician, Basil was very busy in war-torn Italy, but his duties also included shovelling rocks into trucks, cleaning the saddles of the officers' horses, and guarding prisoners of war. In 1948, Basil was finally sent back to England to be demobbed. He was given a terrible demob suit, some ration coupons and a rail ticket to Wolverhampton. He arrived at Wolverhampton at about 4 o'clock in the morning and walked home. He says, "I didn't see anyone in the town at all. I never passed anybody. I went straight through Queen Square, where Albert still lost his sword from VE night." Although he hadn't been able to tell his family he was on his way home, his mother was waiting. He says, "Mother said she knew I was coming. She was ready for me. I don't know how, but she always knew." Now 97, damage from glaucoma and retinal occlusion may have left Basil completely blind. He says that our phone groups keep him in touch with the outside world. He really enjoys them all, the music, history and reminiscences groups, and takes part in quizzes too. His daughter visits regularly and prepares all his food. And although he can't read his many books anymore, the knowledge is most definitely still there. We've yet to uncover a fact about heraldry that Basil doesn't know. Tell us your memories of VE Day. As we approach the 80th anniversary of VE Day on 8th of May 2025, we want to capture as many recollections as possible. If you have memories of the end of the war, no matter how old you were at the time, please email or phone us, or we can interview you if you prefer. Contact Zoe on Zoe, that's Z-O-E dot Smith, at blindveterans.org.uk, or call her on 020 7616 7935.